who's just tuning in the show for the first time, like in Dallas or in Jacksonville, has never heard this before. We're calling a phone sex line.
Mm-hmm.
And
girls are always...
Rabe will be in his alter ego of Dolores Spiewak.
And he doesn't like the girls to laugh at.
Your pleasure. And we hope you'll have...
Well, what, Rob?
My parents were circus clowns, and they abandoned me, so laughter pains me.
Connection for you. To go one-on-one and listen to the selection of girls you can choose from, press 1.
I want any girl.
To be connected to any available
girl.
Now or at any time during the menu, press 0. You are now being connected to...
Now remember, let me tell her she's on the air.
Right.
That it's all you, Dolores.
You ready, Dolores?
Oh.
Good.
Oh, but yes.
Hello?
Don and Mike show, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, is
this? This is Dolores and I'm pretty.
Excuse me?
I'm pretty.
Your name is Dolores?
Yes, and I'm pretty.
Okay, Dolores.
I'm pretty pissed off.
You're pretty pissed off?
Yeah, because it's the holiday. I'm sorry, I don't want to start off on the wrong foot, but it's Christmas time.
Uh-huh.
And I'm alone.
Uh-huh.
Again.
Naturally.
Why are you alone, Dolores?
Yeah, I'm alone again. Naturally.
Why?
Tell her about your outfit you're wearing.
Nobody's supposed to be alone during the holidays.
I know, girl, but it's been a rough...
Girl.
It's been a rough year
day,
for me.
Huh?
What's that?
It's been a rough year for you, huh, baby?
It has, and I just don't have a lot of luck with social skills. I'm a transvestite.
Okay.
And I'm dressed up in my holiday outfit, and that's always helped in the past, but this year it's almost like a mockery.
What is your holiday outfit? Maybe you need to change your image. I mean,
I think it's pretty fine.
What
girl.
Is it?
It is it's
girl.
A red velvet outfit, short, with a lot of white fur.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm covered in fur.
You're
most of it's from
fur.
The outfit.
He's on his game today.
But it's like, did you ever see the Mariah Carey video?
Which one?
Like the one where she's like Mrs. Claus frolicking in the snow?
Yeah.
That's me all over, except I ain't got no snow, baby.
Except you ain't got no snow.
Tell her to make you some eggs.
And that's not working this year to attract people?
No, so I want some comfort food. Do you think you can walk me through this personal crisis? What's your name,
girl? My name is Carmen.
Carmen?
Uh-huh.
Like the opera?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Well, talk to me, Dolores. I'm going to try to help you, okay?
All right.
Dolores.
Normally, I like eggs, but do you think you could make me some turkey?
Can I make you some turkey?
Yeah, stay with me here. Do you think you could make me some turkey? Stuff
yeah,
a bird?
Yeah, I can make you a bird.
Can you stuff the bird?
Yes, I can stuff the bird.
Okay, where are you now?
I'm sitting in my living room.
Well, walk
to
the kitchen.
To the kitchen?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Is it a well-appointed kitchen?
Yes.
I want all... Does it have one of those center aisles?
Yeah.
Because you're going to need to slice some vegetables for the bird.
Okay, I'm at the sliced vegetables for the bird.
Yes, get yourself... Do you have a Bermuda onion?
You know
no, I never
does.
Heard of a Bermuda onion.
Her look between her legs.
I have brown onion, I have green onion.
No, no. What are you, Booker T and the MGs? We need a Bermuda onion.
Well, I don't have a Bermuda onion.
Oh, no.
I'm paying the time for you to talk me through what could be the worst holiday ever, and you better have a $2.99 a minute for the first 5 minutes. Bermuda onion, Carmen!
Would you like me to go purchase a Bermuda onion?
I would like you to magically have an onion!
Okay, I will magically...
Check in the refrigerator! I bet it's there!
Okay. Let's get the Bermuda onion.
Yeah, let's! Great idea!
All right, please stop yelling at me.
All right. Merry Christmas. All right, do you have the onion?
Yes, I have the Bermuda onion.
All right, do you have some sort of big... knife?
A knife?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
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 Dad? Please.
Well, I'm just not feeling too perky, but...
No, Dad, not perky, turkey. Now, Dad, listen, I'll talk to you in a little bit. I know you have that whole thing about Zsa Zsa you want to talk about. And
I beg pardon?
No, Zsa Zsa? About Zsa Zsa. Excuse me, Carmen, my dad's on the extension.
Oh, hi, Pop.
No, don't talk to him.
Can you say hello to your dad?
Hello?
Hi.
You saw my picture of me and Zsa Zsa. The first thing you want to know if I'm getting it on with Zsa Zsa.
Are you getting it on with Zsa Zsa?
Listen, leave my
hello?
Dad alone.
Zsa Zsa is
hello?
Very pretty.
Carmen?
Yes?
Listen,
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Oh, I'll scratch yours if you'll scratch mine.
You see, my dad was in the military.
Uh-huh.
And he was in the Air Force.
Uh-huh.
I'm very, very sick.
And he's not a well man.
Okay.
And if we could get him off the phone, it'd be good. Because we
the hell you're not.
Dad! Dad! She's going to cut the onion!
That sounds scrumptious.
Oh, you're doing two different voices.
Hi, sweetheart.
No, that's my dad.
Oh.
I'm very, very sick.
You see, that's my dad.
Okay.
Would you identify yourself?
Huh?
Carmen, would you identify yourself?
Would you identify yourself?
For my father?
I'm Carmen.
All right.
Who the hell is paid with good intentions? You know that?
Yes, father.
Father.
My father raised me. My mother was a circus clown.
Really?
Yes. And my father was never around because he was in the military.
Well... My nails grow long. All the women are jealous of my fingernails.
Ever since he left the military, he's gone all to seed.
I don't know. I dropped an awful lot of bombs on him.
Oh, God. Now he's talking about the war. Carmen, listen.
Huh?
Do you have that onion?
Yes.
All right, I want you to slice it.
Okay.
Slice it in half.
In half.
Then half.
And half.
And then half again.
And half again.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'll scratch yours if you will scratch mine.
Okay, do you know about the game? It's an old military game called Scratch the Onion.
No, I never heard of it.
All right, now listen.
That sounds scrumptious.
That was Dad's favorite. Dad loves it, but Dad hates the holidays.
Oh, okay.
Do you have any margarine?
Margarine, yes.
Now, how about them apples?
That's right. No apples in the stuffing, Dad. Apple dressing is not a go.
Apple dressing?
Yeah, listen,
stay
baby.
Stay on the stick, baby. Stay on the stick.
Yeah, just stay on the stick with me if you would, Carmen. Can you?
Yes, I can.
All right. I want you to melt that margarine
uh-huh.
in some sort of saucepan.
Okay.
All right. Tell me when it's melted, because I got plenty of time.
Okay.
All right. Christmas
okay,
is...
Okay, let me get a little saucepan out of my cabinet.
Right. Very, very sick.
Oh, Father. Every time we get a mood, there's Dad. My dad with his military
okay,
upbringing.
I'm melting the margarine in the saucepan.
Right. Don't scorch it.
Hi, sweetheart.
I'm scorch the margarine.
Would you please speak to my father? He don't get around much anymore.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi. How are you?
I don't know, Don.
You don't know?
No, he doesn't know.
The hell you're not.
Oh, there he goes. You've got him all worked. You got to let him down or he's going to get all worked up.
How do I let him down?
Hey, man, you guys should come down and have a meal, man. I had Spam, and I had baby llamas, and I had German potato salad.
Dad, we don't want that. We want comfort food. We want Thanksgiving fare.
I beg your pardon?
Or Christmas fare. Come on, this lady's melting margarine. All right, throw that onion in the margarine, and let me hear it sizzle.
She's saying, you hear this? She's saying, this guy, I got a guy with his father on the phone.
Okay.
Uh-huh. That sounds really good.
You don't hear it sizzle.
All right.
But it doesn't sound like it's sizzling. At best, that's a saute.
Okay.
I want a brisk sizzle.
You want a brisk sizzle.
You got to wind this up now.
I want hot onions in Please the bird.
Stop yelling at me.
No,
hello?
I can't stop yelling.
Will you?
Shut up.
You're going to stop
you
yelling
You always hated me. And
well, hello.
Carmen hates me. Shut up.
I don't know.
You always had time for Bruce Chanel and Paul and Paula and J. Floyd Nelson and the Cavaliers, but you never had time for Dolores. You never did. You were just driving around.
Hold on, I think she hung up.
Is
she
gone?
Hello?
Oh. Listen.
Are you guys okay?
Well, hello.
Dad's fine, but I'm worked up now, girl. Listen, about this whole Christmas... I hate my life!
There ain't no sharper dude on the face of God's earth
That's
than
right.
Major Bill Smith.
Yes, Major Bill Smith is sharp, but Major Bill Smith might be taking a nap in Dirt Town if you don't leave me alone with my phone hooked.
You shouldn't talk to your father
oh,
like
man,
that.
Forget it. She's clueless.
Have a nice Christmas, duh. A Christmas day.
You too.
All right. God bless you.
You too.
This has been really great. I'm going to call you next time with a better outfit.
Okay.
And you can have some scallions, okay?
I can have some stallions?
Scallions.
Scallions?
Scallions.
Okay.
Thank you, babe.
That sounds scrumptious.
It's time for Dialing for Transvestites with Robin.
Very nice, Robin. Bravo.
As his alter ego of Dolores, messing with the minds.
You know, normally, those girls hang up right away. Yeah.
Especially when you yell at them. They don't like that.
She really hung in there, and the mage added to it.
Oh, she's still there.
Hello?
I got your microphone turned off, Rob.
Okay. I think she understands the way of making money, just keeping that line open the whole time.
Hello?
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 Who is this?
Hi, sweetheart.
Oh, Pops, you're still on the phone.
I'm very, very sick.
Huh? You're sick?
I beg your pardon?
Huh?
I'm very, very sick.
You're very, very sick?
The hell you're on!
Okay. Now I'm getting.
Well, do you have medication for being very, very sick?
Hello.
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 Would you identify yourself?
I'm Carmen.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'll scratch yours if you'll scratch mine.
Really?
Oh, really?
So what do you want me to scratch?
Who the hell is paid with good intentions? You know that?
Oh, God. All right.
Oh.
I got to end this now. Let's just see what she does. We've got to go to break, and we'll be back with a buzz in the news.
Pops, are you still on the phone?
Hello?
The toe tapping.
Hello?
The toe tapping touchstones. Just the...
Die!
Hellcat.
Please don't do that in my ear, Pops. That's very annoying.
Now, you know, half of me wants to see you in a commercial. The other half wants to see you try to really annoy her with all sorts of sounds.
Paid for by Perot, 96.
Huh?
God, she's dumb.
Where will she bail?
She's still on.
Hello.
Oh,
I don't know what's going on.
Huh? You don't know.
I don't know what's going on.
You don't know what's going on. And that's a nice computer you guys have.
I don't know, Don.
All those different voices that your computer is doing is really cute.
There you go. All right.
She's smart.
She figured it out.
Okay. Very smart.
She's very smart.
Smart lady.
You're a very smart whore. Bye-bye. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye, Hellcat.
Bye, dogs.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Hellcat.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, that'll do it for this edition of Dialing for Transvestites.
She would have kept on going.
She refused to die. She's like an alkaline battery. She takes a licking and keeps on ticking.
You bet she does.
We'll be back after this.
As many shows as he can. In your opinion, the greatest oddity you ever had on the Jerry Springer Show?
Oh, gosh. Probably the people who believe they were abducted by aliens.
Really? That was a good one. See, but yeah, I go with that.
It's kind of a disappointment. I mean, you think abducted by aliens. I would think anything else that comes to mind? I mean, abducted by aliens, you see that every day.
I love your dwarf
shows.
Well,
that's true. Yeah, well, of course, you're from Washington. Yeah. No, that's obviously different.
What do dwarves have to do with Washington?
The 70-pound baby is certainly very different.
The 70-pound baby. Now we're talking.
Yeah, okay.
Beautiful. Give the people what they really want.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, how have you managed to fight the criticism of the TV talk show genre recently with the, with Oprah changing her show and Geraldo saying he's going to change his show? Has there been a lot of pressure on you to go mainstream, to do a regular show?
Not really. No, I mean, you're in Washington, so you hear it more, but in the rest of America, it's just not that big deal. Obviously our show does, thankfully, it does very well, and, people obviously like it. I'm sure there are people that don't like it, but, that's why God gave us remote control. I mean, if it's something you don't like, you shouldn't watch it. I mean, there are lots of things on television I don't watch because I don't like it.
What do you like to watch? What do you watch?
Well, me, it's, the only thing I really watch is sports and news, but that's me. But, there are people that, don't like, political shows. There are people that don't like, sitcoms. They think they're too silly. The people that don't like soap operas because they think they're too sexy or whatever.
What about the pressure of the sweeps when the all-important rating sweeps month come? Is that when you really pile on the oddities? Is that when you try to get all your best acts together?
Sure, you want to put your best shows on then, but the truth is our show is about people or relationships that are out of the ordinary, so therefore, by definition, it's going to be crazy to begin with. And so it's all nuts. I mean, it's all, you know, I look at it and say, my gosh, you know, why do people want to talk about this? But they do. We get thousands of calls every day from people who want to be on the show. And I say thousands, I don't mean hundreds. Thousands of calls a day from people who want to be on the show with their stories.
So you don't got to solicit for a lot of this. They come to you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, even if we never got another call, you know, we could go on another 35 years with shows.
Wow. Do you ever get a little weirded out at doing this kind of a show? I mean, when you figure your career, you've been an anchor person, you've been a mayor, and then, you know, you're doing this show now, and you get done with the 70-pound baby. Do you ever look in the mirror and say to yourself, what the hell am I doing?
Well, I used to say that when I was in politics. This is a step up.
Oh, really?
No, yeah, I mean, I'm tired to be an entertainer. I mean, it's a totally different job. You know, I'm still as political as I've always been. I mean, you know, I haven't changed my religion. I haven't changed my philosophy. I haven't changed my politics. It's just, you know, some people get hired to sell insurance. Some people get hired to, you know, be painters. I was hired to be an entertainer, so that's my job now. That's not who I am as a person. It's what I do for a living. I enjoy it. I don't apologize.
You know, I want to say it's nice to hear Jerry Springer justifying his existence the same way we do.
Yeah, we use the same argument a lot of times.
We're
yeah.
simply entertaining. You know, what you hear on this radio show is not the real thing.
Yeah. Me on the air is real. In other words, you know, I'm no different off the air than I am on.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know,
You're not surrounded by dwarfs and Siamese twins all the time.
You know, I don't spend my whole life in a dress. You know, I usually save that for weekends.
Have you seen this ad they're running on Nick at Night's new channel?
What's that?
They got on the TV Land channel, they run old TV shows and they run old commercials. And they found a commercial with you where you're running for some kind of public office. Maybe it was when you were running for mayor. But it's the funniest thing, because it's you from like 20 years ago. It's like, you know, it's a straight commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, this is Jerry Springer. Okay, there's been bad things that have happened to me. There have been bad things that happened to everybody. Let's put all this aside and vote for Springer.
Oh, yeah, but that was well before I was mayor. Oh, that's right. I know what ad you're talking about. that was about 7 years before I was ever elected mayor.
Now, are you aware that they were running that? It's a funny goof. It's a good commercial. Were you aware of that, though?
Yeah, I've heard about it. Yeah, people have told me about it. But, you know, I look 20, but of course I was 20. So, you know, those are all. But that's fine. I mean, you know, if you're in the public eye, I think it's perfectly okay that everything you say or do is going to be public.
When you say it's the real you on the show, do you still dig what you're doing? Do you still enjoy it?
It is so much fun. I mean, that's what it is. You know, I get paid, too, but it's fun. I mean, who wouldn't enjoy it?
You paid a lot, Jerry?
Totally. My suit's almost paid for.
what do you make?
I make a lot of them. Oh,
you make, Anella, you make seven figures?
I'm even paying for this phone call.
Now, do you make your straight salary, do you make seven figures?
They're seven figures. Sure, you know.
So you make at least $1 million a year?
Oh, gosh, I wouldn't know.
Oh, come on. You know, Jerry.
Listen, yes, you would.
Just keep my hope
so
in the
American... hard to count.
You keep my hope in the American dream alive. I will be able to work harder if I know that the great Jerry Springer makes $1 million a year. Do you, sir?
The great Jerry Springer or just the regular Jerry?
No, listen, you're my hero.
I'm not going to tell you how much I make, but I make a good living.
He makes a bully!
He makes $1 million. That's a yes.
$1 million.
It's an undeniable denial.
All right, now listen. Well, I do have to ask you just one question, because we received a fax about you when we announced we're going to be talking to you.
Yes.
Is it true that you paid for a hooker with a check?
No, but it's a story that's been going around for years and years.
Yeah, it is a story that goes around, and we're not trying to, you know, put you on the spot here.
No, that's fine.
You hear that all the time, and we wouldn't be doing our jobs if we didn't ask
you
about that.
No, I think you're doing a great job, and that's fine.
You hear that all the time, and that is a rumor that always yeah. says, what the hell is the story
no,
with that?
No, it was about, well, not about, 29 years ago, I just started in public office, and I had told people that when I had gotten out of college, I had once gone to a prostitute. You know, I was 24 at the time. And, you know, but that was 29 years ago, but nothing, the check thing, that's all extra stuff that gets built up in the...
So that's not true at all, then?
No, I mean, it's a good story. It'd be great. I mean, you know, it's not a...
Yeah, nothing wrong with a guy going to see
a
prostitute.
That's the worst thing I ever did.
You know, there's nothing wrong with a guy going to see a prostitute, but a guy who pays with a check. Now, that's the guy who needs to have some kind of check.
The story was that it was a bad check.
It was a bad check.
That's
what really annoyed me.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
My credit's good.
So what kind of
ridiculous?
What kind of response do you get when you like go to the grocery store? You like the modern hero out there? You get a lot of high fives and stuff from people?
Yeah, people are really very nice. I mean, they really are. You know, it's that's it. I mean, it was the same in politics. It was a little rougher, I guess, because, you know, you get people who don't like your political views or of another party or whatever, and then sometimes... But here, you know, when once you're in entertainment, I mean, everyone's just so nice. You know, every once in a while you run into someone who's rude.
Well, who's
people are very nice.
Who's been rude? Who's been the biggest celebrity who's been rude to you?
Oh, celebrities aren't rude. I mean, I haven't run into that. I mean, just, you know...
regular people are rude. Oh, yeah.
And once in a while people give you a hard time.
Yeah, but generally everyone's really very nice.
How do you figure a guy like Geraldo manages that he does a show that is absolutely right up there, the sleaziest, the worst, yelling, screaming, people getting in real fistfights on his show, and as soon as the wind blows a certain way, he changes his whole show, he changes his whole format, and he says he's going to be above the fray. Now, how do you react to that?
I don't. I mean, it just doesn't matter. I mean, it's only television. I mean, you know, sometimes I wonder, gosh, if people in Bosnia could see what we worry about here.
That's
you know,
sure.
You know, it just doesn't matter. It's a silly television show. It's nothing to get bent out of shape about. I mean, there are important things in the world, but what's on a TV show is not one of them. This is just a pure escape. It's just silly, you know. There's serious things to worry about.
You get some lesbians from Bosnia on your show. Some dwarfs from Bosnia.
Yeah, man, Bosnian dwarfs. I love it.
Who is the celebrity that you would most like to have on your show? I know you don't do like straight celebrity interviews, but if there's anybody, who would you have? Weird Al Yankovic? Pauly Shore.
Larry Bud Melman.
Tiny Tim. Oh, sorry.
Oh, can't do that anymore.
Well, you know, I was asked that question 2 years. This is true. 3 years ago, I think it was. I was asked that question, and I said at the time, Jackie Kennedy, Onassis, Richard Nixon, and Fidel Castro.
All on the same stage.
And within 3 months, all of a sudden, Jackie Kennedy took sick and then, of course, passed away, and then Richard Nixon. So I'm afraid to say that anymore. I'm a jinx.
Well, the commie haters will be happy now because there's only one left.
There you go. So I think, probably if I could have anyone, it'd probably be Castro.
All right, well, Jerry Springer, let me give you a plug here. Here in Washington, he's on Channel 50 every day at noon. Now, let's see how much you know about the cities you're on in. I'm going to give you some of the list of some of the cities that we're on in. You tell me if you know what stations you're on there, okay? Are you on in Tampa?
Yes.
Do you know the station?
We're on at 2 in the afternoon in Tampa.
2 in the afternoon. How about Sacramento?
Sacramento, I think we're on at 1 in, I think we're on at midnight or 11:30 at night. We're late night in Sacramento.
It's beautiful. I love that
he knows
his time slot.
That's good. He knows the slots.
All right, how about St. Louis?
St. Louis, 1, 11:30.
San Diego?
3 in the afternoon, I'm pretty sure.
Good time slot. Denver?
I think Denver's prime time. I think it's like 8 or 9, and even I could be wrong.
Are you jealous of Rosie O'Donnell's success?
No, she's wonderful. It's a totally different show, but she's great.
All right.
I'm just throwing out these questions. Let me ask, does Martha Stewart appeal to you as a woman?
We were discussing that a little earlier. Maybe you could clear this up. We're having a bit of an argument about it.
I'm sure she's a lovely lady. I would, you know, I'm not dating her.
Would you do her?
Is she breathing?
All right.
That's a good answer.
Okay, he wins. Well, Jerry, thank you for your time.
Hey, you guys are great. Thanks a lot.
Want to say hi? Okay, bye.
Bye now.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Couldn't wait for that to end, huh?
Man, he couldn't wait to get off that phone call. My God, what do I have to do now?
You know, I bet he was worried that we were going to... You know, the one thing they said we couldn't discuss with him, he wouldn't discuss the Jenny Jones trial.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's the one thing. And today, what happened with that? Buzz, didn't the guy get, like, sentenced today?
Yeah, the verdict is down. The guy gets 25 to 50 years.
Well, that's the one thing Jerry didn't want to talk about.
Yeah, right? I tell you, when you kill people in this country, you really are in trouble.
We will be right back. Jerry Springer, my hero. Be back with Vinny the Elf after this.
Radio Gods.
WJFK. Well, that ka-chunk can mean only one thing. Somebody hit Geronimo over the head, right? Nah, here are the hosts. Let me do it again. Well, that ka-chunk could only mean one thing. Here are the hosts for a current affair headline game. It's Don Geronimo and Michael Mira.
They're the lemon juice in your paper cut.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Well, the holiday season is here.
You know I love this one.
We got the big E. We got the big V. I make no promises about the mood of Vinny the Elf today. It's his first contracted appearance of the year.
Is he out there?
Come on in, Vinny.
Usually grumpy.
Hi, hi, hi.
Ho, 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 Vinny. Oh, Vinny's got the shakes.
Oh, my.
Hi, Don. How are you?
How you doing, Vinny?
I'm not real good today.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Hey, happy Kwanzaa.
Not so loud. Not so damn loud.
What's
please.
The problem?
Oh,
turn it down.
Oh, hi, everybody. This is... Excuse me.
Oh.
This is Vinny the Elf, the Christmas Elf from the Don and Mike Show. And,
Vincent, you smell...
I got the shakes real bad, Don.
Offensive. Yes, yes, Vincent.
I had too much day yesterday, if you know what I mean. I had a little bit of a celebration. You know, I always come in the washroom the day before.
Yeah.
I want to do your show, and let me just get a little water here, can I?
Is that really water?
This is water, believe
me. It's water.
Anything else will come right back up.
Let me ask you a question. Are you upset? Are you upset?
Am I upset about what?
That Scott the Dwarf got a job in Branson, Missouri as part of the Rockettes Christmas extravaganza?
No, let me explain that. I will explain why I'm not upset that Scott the Dwarf got the gig in Branson in the Rockettes show, which is also in Myrtle Beach in New York with the Rockettes. They are not real elves. I am a real elf. Scott is a dwarf. He's a midget. I'm an elf. Real elves are special people. We don't go and do silly shows. We don't stand up on stage and do cartwheels. And so I do this show because you're special and you pay me. You remember? Do I have to hold it up?
All right, we got your check.
Contract?
We've got your check, but listen.
Which, I might add, I get at the conclusion of my appearance on the program.
But listen, you got to wear the elf suit. You got on your double-breasted pinstripe suit today. You got no shirt on underneath that suit.
Hey, Einstein, radio. It's radio. What the hell do I have to wear the regular elf suit for?
I want an elf.
Come in here. Well, I'll give you an elf. I brought the tape. Play the damn tape with the... There we go. Wee, Santa. Crap.
Oh, my. That is depressing.
Oh, my, you. Hi, Curly. How are you?
Hi. That is depressing.
Merry Christmas.
Have you been good? What a crock. I'm here because I, you like me to call the kids and say, Have you been good? All that stuff.
Well, listen, let's see if we got a parent out there who has a child who would like to say hello to Vinny the Elf.
Hey, Don.
You call us right now, 1-800-636-1067.
Hey, Don.
Yes, Vince.
How you doing? No,
Hey, Vince.
Yeah.
Charlie. Joe.
That's Motsky. Motsky, he is. How is Lame Boy, anyway?
Well, he's got the problem with the eye.
Yeah, that thing, that twitch, I told him, the way to do that, you put an ice cube over your eye. If you really tie one on, you put an ice cube over your eye about 5 minutes before you go to bed, and you sleep with scotch tape over your eye. Keep it closed, then it won't twitch in the morning.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I want to say Merry Christmas to the elf.
No, the elf will only speak to children.
Yeah, okay, so, stop trying to be a child and let a child through. It's a very busy segment. I want to talk to kids, and I will be a different Vinny when I get the kid on the line. You know how I love to talk to the kids.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Right, not.
Don't forget, you have to talk to a kid every time you're on the show.
Yeah,
it's in the contract.
It's in the contract. I got the contract right here.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
The damn contract.
Hello.
The little kids, they don't know how to use the phone just yet. It's always a very exciting part of the program. Oh, boy. Let's see what little vagrant is going to call up and hang up on me,
Hello.
For God's sake.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Hey, Uncle Vinny doesn't need water anymore, if you know what I mean.
Oh, you got it.
Tell that Chinaman you got out there to give me a...
Nick.
I got a little bottle.
The other bottle,
in
Nick.
In my suit, okay?
Oh, your flask.
Please, emergency... Break glass, Vinny's jacket,
Hello.
His camel hair coat, it's out of the lobby.
Don and Mike Show.
Give me the bottle.
To the elf.
No, you're an old guy. You're an old man.
I'm only 7 years old.
You don't talk to the elf. You understand that? What's with your audience here? What's the matter with
Hello,
people?
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
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 Yes, do you have a child there?
Yeah, he's right here.
All right, Hello. Now, hold on. What's the child's name?
Jonathan.
How old is he?
He's 5.
Johnny. Now, listen, come on. He's 5. Now, don't ruin it for him, Vince.
I'm not going to ruin anything. Watch this. Watch this.
He's okay, here he is.
All right, here he is. Yeah. Hello? Hello, is Johnny there?
Say something.
Hello, is Johnny there? Can Johnny talk? 5 years old. A little late not to be talking.
Vincent.
Johnny. Hello, Johnny. Hey, Johnny. Ooh, Mensa. Mensa, Johnny. Hey, Johnny, are you there?
Yeah.
Hi, what have you been a good boy?
Yeah.
You know, you're talking to one of Santa's favorite elves, many of the elves, Santa Claus's favorite elf. What do you want for Christmas, kid? What do you want for Christmas? Come on, every kid knows what he wants for Christmas.
Hey, could Johnny. Be nicer, Vince.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, Johnny, what do you want for Christmas?
If you want the check, be nice.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, Johnny, I'm Vinny the Elf, and what would you like for Christmas? Take your time, Johnny. We can all stay here till next month.
Hey, go with Vince.
While little Johnny figures out what he wants. I'm sorry.
No nice,
sorry.
No money.
I'm sorry. Johnny, would you like the Elmo doll? Have you seen the Elmo doll? That's a hot item, isn't it? You like that?
How much you want for Christmas?
Tell me what you want for Christmas.
Be nice, Vince.
Vinny will tell Santa. Vinny the Elf will tell Santa. What?
Sega.
Come again?
Sega.
Sega. Oh, Sega. The video game. All right. Well, Johnny, I'll tell you what. Vinny's going to go back up to the North Pole and talk to Santa, and you'll get your Sega. All right, son?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And are you looking forward to Santa Claus?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Okay, be good to your mommy and daddy, all right? Mommy and daddy, the most important things in the world, all right? All right?
Don't yell at the kids.
I'm not yelling at them. I'm just talking in my Vinny voice, my happy. Hear the bells? Let me ring them louder. Hear the bells. Yay! Merry Christmas, Johnny, little Johnny. Little Johnny want to talk. All right, come on. All right, Johnny? Say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas, Johnny.
Now, ho, ho, ho.
Merry Christmas, son.
Ho, ho, ho.
Kid?
I'm Dad, are you there?
Hello?
Hey, you're silly.
No, I'm not silly. Huh? That's not what we talked about. We say Merry Christmas.
Come on, do an ad-lib. Do an ad-lib with him.
All right.
Do an ad-lib with him.
I am silly. Tee-hee. Tee-hee. Yeah, all right, Dad?
What? Yeah.
I logged more time with that kid than I normally do on the program. I did a good job with him, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right, so you got to buy him Sega, you understand?
Oh, right,
Sega. Buy him the one that he wants and be good, okay?
Okay.
All right, is your old lady still around? She's still kicking around?
Yeah, she is. We're in the car, though.
Okay, so it's a two-parent household?
That's right.
That's the best thing you can do for the kid, Dad.
Okay.
You keep that marriage together, all right, sweetheart?
Okay, then.
All right, you take care of yourself. And just remember, Vinny the Elf gave you that advice, okay, Paisan?
Gotcha, Vinny.
All right, you take care of yourself. Bye-bye now.
Okay.
All right, hang up!
All right.
Don't yell at them. I don't have to. You said I get the money if I'm nice to the kids.
And you get the money.
I was nice to the kids, and now it's cocktail hour.
Yes. Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes you get scale.
That's right. All I had to do today. One little shot and down, Mike. That's Elvis, huh?
We want to see you tomorrow.
Elvis with the bloated colon.
And I want you to wear the suit tomorrow. Wear the suit that has the you know what I want you to wear? Wear those shoes that have those little jingle bells on the end of them.
Oh, Jesus, Don. You don't want me to do that.
Yeah. And listen, one other thing.
What?
When you come by the station.
What?
Don't bring a gun with you. I can see the gun. I see the shoulder holster.
You have eyes, right? You can see me. Do you know how small I am?
Don't carry a gun
into
the studios.
You know the reputation of the city of Washington, D.C.? This guy needs protection. I won't bring it into the studio, but I'm taking the heat with me in there, and I'll keep it in my camel hair coat.
Okay?
You're going to do that talk about Elvis and bloated on the toilet, that thing you do?
Oh, yes. We'll do that on Christmas Eve, yes.
God, that slays me.
The Hamburger James story.
That's a kick in the butt. I tell you that. You guys are great. I really enjoy that. Well,
thank you, Vinny.
Hey, thank you. God bless you. Thank you. You want me to come back? I'll come back. Bye. Ciao, ciao, ciao.
Okay. Well, there he goes. Vinny the Elf. Ho, ho, ho.
What a bad attitude.
Ho, ho, ho.
It's terrible.
All the kiddies love Vinny the Elf.
Oh, yeah.
And his first contracted appearance of the year.
And it smells like bourbon in the studio.
Who knows what he's contracted? We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Two grown men who can't get enough of each other.
WJFK. Hey. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. WJFK.
This Sunday afternoon at 1, right here on the radio station you grew up with. Music Radio 138.
Oops.
What the hell's going on here? Oh, geez, well, isn't it the last hour? We got another hour to do? Geez, I thought we were almost finished. Good golly, Miss Molly. Boy, this is f***ing ponderous, man. Ponderous, f***ing ponderous.
Hi, this is Casey Kasem. American Top 40 has moved to a new time. I hope you'll join me this Saturday morning and every Saturday morning at 2. We're up to our long-distance dedication.
Here he goes.
And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio, and here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's come start again. From coming out of the record.
He's angry.
Play the record, okay? Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying.
By the pictures.
You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but
Casey,
damn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand.
What about the pictures?
You're down on the phone.
I'm here.
I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a f***ing up-tempo record.
I got your pictures.
Damn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week.
Got them here.
This is a god last damn time. I want somebody to use his f***ing brain to not come out of a damn record that is, that's up-tempo, and I got to talk about a f***ing dog dying.
The big giant head is very unhappy.
Hi, this is Casey Kasem, and I got to tell you, I never listen to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You don't have to pick through this show to find the corn. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, here we are.
You're doing a good job coming out of those commercials, man. I'm starting to enjoy that more than the show.
Coast to coast and nationwide, Don and Mike on Westwood One Entertainment. And here's a channel check. You are listening in Mobile, Alabama. News Talk, WABB. In Ocean City, Maryland, 97.1 The Fox. And hey, up there in Buffalo and Western New York.
All right.
Lockport on a radio station, WLVL. Well, now you've only got 21 hours to go.
Oh, wow. Boy.
21 hours if you love athletic competition, blueberry pie, and good old-fashioned nudity. We've got a treat for you.
You're going to love it.
Tomorrow, we'll give you the number. You can order your own copy of Sex, Pies, and Videotape.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect for the holidays. And that'll be tomorrow when we give you the 1-800 number to call. But you know, with all the Christmas stuff that we've started today, we haven't played this tape yet.
Now give me that piece of paper, man. Let me see what I'm supposed to do next here. Nope. Says here, Elvis, we're talking about Christmas song.
Christmas.
Okay. Yeah, that's Southern for Christmas.
Christmas.
Listen to his lackeys around him when he's doing that.
Yay!
Hey! Christmas! You the man, eh?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Bob Dole likes Sex, Pies, and Videotape.
Now, is this the original Bob Dole guy?
It's Bob Dole.
Do your Pilar.
Come back to Florida, Mike.
Me now? Why is it me, Pilar?
I don't know.
Pilar, I've never met you in Florida, have I?
No, but you've met Guido.
Oh, now he's using his... I don't like Guido.
Guido is the weakest of your three bits.
Yeah, absolutely.
His three great bits that he calls with. Hello.
Great content.
Don and Mike Show.
Hello. Darnell.
Hello. Oh, it's the Darnell guy again.
Yes, sir.
Now, are you going to put me on hold?
No, don't. No.
What's that beep beep thing?
You know what I think is that? I think this is a bogus Darnell. I don't think this is the same guy.
Well, he could prove it with the beep beep.
Put me on hold, and let me hear the beep beep.
And then, then they get right back on the phone.
Hold on, brother.
All right, brother.
Yeah, that's him. And now we'll never know.
I stand corrected.
All right, let's see if he gets back on the phone. Darnell.
If he's the Darnell that I think he is.
He won't.
He'll just leave us hanging.
But
here.
If Darnell is man enough, he will.
Are you Maine? Hey, Darnell, are you a Maine or are you a fag?
Are you a candies? Hey, Darnell, what are you? Some kind of candy ace? Darnell, you're leaving us on hold. That would indicate to me that you're nothing but a big candy ace.
A candy ace fag. That's what you are, Darnell.
So what do you think of that, Darnell?
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hey, I wanted to tell you guys that that station in Colorado Springs that's having problems with your show.
Well, not problem. Listen, they got one hate letter today from a guy, and they totally overreacted. That is the whole reason I read the letter on the air.
And we spoke to the station manager, and he was totally in support of our show. So from that standpoint, we are not having problems with our show.
Well, they need to get more advertisers like they have here in Wichita on that station for your show.
Would you be one of the advertisers in Wichita?
No, but the station that runs your show here has a lot of X-rated video stores and those strip clubs and stuff.
Yeah, of course.
That's the backbone of this show. They're the advertisers that you got to get on until you get the ratings big enough to get like Blockbuster and Coca-Cola and jewelry stores and like big chain restaurants.
Right.
And if you're having trouble, trying to get those advertisers, the adult bookstores and the strip joints, just call us here in Washington, and we'll turn you on to one of the WJFK good guys. They wrote the primer on it.
Yeah.
You know, they did call today though from Jacksonville, Florida, from our station 106.5. To announce that they are having no problem selling the show.
Mm-hmm.
They're one of our new affiliates, and they say that they can't keep the time slot open.
There you go.
They got too many commercials. All right, thank you.
All right.